on. Ends a bit quick, that track. That's the first time I've said that in a while. That used to be my catchphrase. That song ended a bit abruptly. Welcome to another Rat Hole Radio. I'm slightly late, but only a few minutes this time. I apologise for that. The BBC will never have me. I'm always late. it's not surprising. So welcome to a very special Rat Hole Radio, because right after this show, we're going to have a live set from Professor Click, who was a guest on a previous show on number 3, I think it was. And I've played some of his stuff before. And in honour of that, I decided to start tonight with a Professor Click track. So that first opening track you heard there was called Bust This, Bust That. And easy for me to say. And that was by Professor Click, obviously. And it's off his new kind of compilation that he's got up on Jamendo, which is called Community Service. I think the guys had some trouble with sampling issues and copyright and all kinds, and people were panicking because Jamendo were panicking, and they've remixed the stuff and put it back on, which is great. But obviously for a week or two it was off Jamendo and people got quite worried about it. But don't worry, it's back on there. It's all good. If you search for Professor Click, you'll find him on Jamendo, as always, which is good stuff. And of course he'll be along later. I'm going to try and seamlessly switch this audio stream for all the people listening live, switch this audio stream to the guys in Chicago. We haven't done a trial run of actually trying to switch the audio stream, so there's a very slight possibility that if you're listening live you may get cut off when we switch over to Chicago and you'll have to reconnect. So I apologize in advance for that, but fingers crossed I'm going to try and do it seamlessly. We'll see how we get on. I haven't got a team of engineers to help me, unfortunately. It's just me sat here with this mixing desk. Yeah, so welcome along to the seventh episode of Rat Hole Radio. As I said, that was Professor Click at the start. I've got a couple of things to mention before I get into playing you some other tracks and stuff. You might remember last time I played a track by, I think I said Meridian Process, or I can't remember what I said. But anyway, I pronounced the name horrifically wrong. So I've got the phonetic spelling here, and it should be Myrmidon Process. So, I mean, I wasn't that far away, but I was wrong. So apologies to Fiona for that. And that's... now corrected. So yep, and the other thing I was going to mention is you may have heard, some of you may have heard anyway, this name Salvage Digital Radio going around. It's a bit of a strange one. I mean, what's happened is, because I've got the streaming server, the audio streaming server, obviously 24 hours a day, all 24/7, and I'm only using it a small amount of the time. I was talking to some friends about it, and they decided they wanted to do radio shows, kind of like different genres and stuff, and on certain nights of the week. So we kind of ended up making it into a kind of a station almost. But at the moment, it's mostly on at weekends. But the other guys are doing shows on there, and I didn't call it Rat Hole Radio because that was really the name of a podcast, as you know, and this show. So I thought if I try and make Rat Hole Radio into a station, it's going to really confuse people if they go to the site and the podcast's different to the live stuff. And anyway, so we came up with this name, Salvage Digital Radio, and you can find it at salvagedigital.com. Links will be in the show notes at ratholeradio.org. This is all getting confusing now. There's too many URLs, but you can find stuff going on there on Friday nights. That's UK time, obviously, so you'll have to work out the difference. But on Friday nights, we've got a few different people on doing an eclectic mix of shows. We had this Friday just gone, we had somebody doing a prog rock hour, which I quite enjoyed. And then we had some dance stuff going on, and some techno and all kinds. I think Saturday night was techno night last night. I think that's going to be more of a regular thing. So if you head over to salvagedigital.com, you can see when it's on air and get listings and check it out, see what you think. So moving on then, I should probably get back to playing you some music, shouldn't I, rather than rambling on, because we've got to get over to Chicago later. That feels funny saying that. It's quite cool though. So another thing I should mention, I'm not going to do a live track this week, I apologize for that, but I thought, since we're going to have like a whole live gig after this, that it's a bit silly for me to do a live track as well during the show, so I'll save that for next week. I'm keeping my powder dry, and we're going to have some other live stuff instead. So in lieu of that, I've decided to do a vote this week for a couple of tracks that I've got that I'm going to let you pick which one I play. They're very different in style. Incredibly different, in fact. The first one's by a band I've played before, who are called Revolution Void, who are kind of like a breakbeat jazz I don't know what you'd call them. Yeah, breakbeat jazz kind of thing, freeform band. They've got like a DJ who scratches, and obviously they've got some jazzy keyboard players and a drummer and stuff. But yeah, they're very cool. So I'm going to play a quick kind of, I don't know, 10-20 second clip of one of their songs, and you can decide, you can have a listen to that one, and I'll play the other candidate after that, and we'll decide. I'll put a vote up in the chat room, and you can decide what you which one you want to hear towards the end of the show. So this is the first one. This is Revolution Void. Yeah, doesn't last too long now. As I said, it's just a clip, but that gives you an idea of the kind of breakbeat thing going on. There's a bit of scratching on that one as well. And the other track I've got's a kind of I don't know what you'd call it, a folk thing almost. Reminds me a little bit of someone like Simon and Garfunkel, some of the vocal kind of stylings on it. But it's by a band called, I don't know how you pronounce the name. It's a bit of a theme, this, but I don't know how to pronounce anyone's name. And this one's F-Dharma, I think it is. It's F-D-A-M-A. And it could be Fadharma, or it could be F-Dharma, or God knows what. I thought F-Dharma was my first initial impression, so I'm going to stick with that. And this is a track of theirs called, it's got a really mad name as well. It's called... let me find it. It's called A Judo Master Is Always Kicking Me in the Ass, or Is Always Kicking My Ass, I should say. Quite a long title, but quite interesting, I thought. So have a quick listen to this, and then we'll have the vote. I'll put the vote up, and we'll get the results later on.
Master, why do I always feel like a judo master's watching?
Oh, that was a bit abrupt, that wasn't it? Yeah, that was the sample anyway. So that's their track, which is Why Is a Judo Master Always Kicking My Ass? Which is quite an interesting one. So I'll sort the vote out while we listen to something else in the meantime. So here's a bit of crazy ukulele music for you, which I always enjoy. This is by a band called The Rinky Dinks. I played some of their stuff before, and I don't know what's happened, but I've seen this with a few artists, actually. I went on Jumendo, and this stuff's no longer on there. Like, the artist profile's still on there, but they've got a MySpace page, which I found, which I'll put links to the show notes in. Links in the show notes too, rather. And I don't know what's going on, but they've removed their stuff, which is a bit annoying, but I don't know. I'm just going to play it anyway, because I feel like it, and it's a good tune. This is called 5 Feet 2. And it's by the Rinky Dinks, as I said, who are a ukulele band from Bristol. So I hope you enjoy it. I'll catch you in a minute.
Love it isn't her. Could she love? Could she woo? Could she? Could she? Could she? Could she?
Has anybody seen my girl?
If you see the 5 foot two. Laugh, it isn't her. Could she love? Could she woo?
sky, oh, where there's nothing at all.
Moody ending, that one, isn't it? Very eerie ending. Nice, weird kind of amp noises going on there. That last track was a band called Major Major. I really love that name, Major Major. I don't know why. It just appeals to me. I've played them a while ago on the Linux Outlaws, for anyone who knows what that is. And at the time, I don't know why, I just found them randomly on Jamendo, and I assumed they were American because of the sound of the vocals and all the rest of it. And I since found out, somehow, I can't even remember how, but I since found out they're actually from Liverpool. So they're actually local, which means I may have a chance of catching, you know, finding them, and I don't know, maybe getting an interview or getting them on or something. But they formed last year during Liverpool's Capital of Culture year thing, which if you live anywhere in the UK, you couldn't have missed. It was promoted everywhere. But they formed sometime during then, and they won some kind of competition with Phil Redmond as one of the judges, who was the organizer of the City of Culture thing. And they basically done really well on the back of that. And their album is on Jamendo, and it's really good. And I'll put links in the show notes. I'm quite impressed with them. A few people commenting in the chat room there that they sounded a bit like Muse, which is something I thought when I first heard that track. Similar. Some people said early Muse before they started doing 6-minute songs, apparently. But I thought they did have a bit of a slight feel of Muse to them. So they're good stuff. So moving on, some sad news, which I know you all know by now, but I haven't had a chance to comment on it since it happened, but I'm of course referring to the death of Les Paul, guitar pioneer and music technician, music technology pioneer as well, which a lot of people don't know. Obviously very famous for the Les Paul, Gibson Les Paul guitar, which was named after him, which he designed and built and stuff. But he sadly died at the age of 94, about, I think, sometime last week, and I just wanted to kind of comment on it since here. So I thought I'd read you a quick bit about from his Wikipedia entry, because a lot of people, everyone's been talking about the guitar, obviously everybody knows the Gibson Les Paul, and people have been talking about it all over the news, as you'd expect in the wake of his death. But what not a lot of people have mentioned is the fact that he invented, or he was one of the key pioneers of multi-track recording, without which we wouldn't have any of the great kind of studio albums and stuff that we've had since then, since the early days. And I'm a big geek when it comes to record production. It's been like an obsession of mine for a very long time. And I remember reading in books about the history of record production, Les Paul's name would always come up at the start because he was the kind of guy who kicked a lot of it off. So I thought I'd read you a little bit about his multi-track recording innovations. This is from Wikipedia, obviously, so I'll put a link in the show notes later. It says, in 1948, Capitol Records released a record that began as an experiment in Paul's garage. It was entitled Lover When You're Near Me, which featured Paul playing 8 different electric guitar parts, some of them recorded at half speed, hence double fast when played back at normal speed, which is also quite incredible, you know, quite an amazing thing. Not many people had done that at the time. It says this was the first time multi-tracking had been used in a recording. These recordings were not made with magnetic tapes, but with acetate discs, which he would cut as he was recording, obviously. Paul would record a track onto the disc and then record himself playing another part on the guitar through as he played the original back through the speakers, which, when you think about it, is quite ingenious. It's a basic thing, really, just overdubbing, where he's playing it back through the speakers and then recording to another system and constantly building the track up like that. But I don't know, people weren't doing it at the time, so he was a pioneer. Anyway, he built the multi-track recording with overlaid tracks rather than parallel ones, as he did later. And he basically, it says here, it's rumored that he discarded he went through 500 recording discs on that one song, so not the cheapest way of recording. But I just wanted to kind of give a bit of background, because I mean, obviously he's well known for the guitar, but for me, he's also a great guy because of what he did for sound engineers everywhere, noise boys like myself. So anyway, on with the music then. We should get back to some tunes. I'm going to play some reggae now. Reggae is a style that I love. I've mentioned it many times, but I do like a bit of reggae. And I'm going to play some band that I've actually played before, a French reggae band called Keep Cool Vibration. They're really excellent band, and this is a track of theirs called Day by Day. He says, not having it queued up. Yeah, they're actually a really cool French reggae band, and there's a lot of stuff on Jamendo by them. They got a live album on there as well. I think it's called Babylon Square Gardens or something like that, which is really worth checking out. I recommend that and their other stuff, their studio stuff. So this is Keep Cool Vibrations with Day After Day. Hope you enjoy it.
To be, 'cause was many roads are not built. I say, day after day, my road has gone to pay. 'Cause was many roads are not built. I say, my word is operation. We'll be right back. just gone to pay. Cause what's many words are not built. I say day after day, my road is gone to pay. Cause what's many words are not built. I say God's begin to burn. That's the only song to learn. Just cause of the politician. And I really want to say that it's too late. I said
track there is It's by DJ Rush. I was just talking to some people in the chat room about it there. I played some DJ Rush last week, but you may not have immediately guessed that was the same person, because it's like a totally different style. It's obviously drum and bass on that one, but in his in the other stuff that I played, it was more kind of like hip hop, scratching, turntablism, as I called it. I had a nice email of someone actually saying they really enjoyed the turntablism and they want to hear more of it. So stay tuned for that. We'll dig up some more as the time goes on. But I wanted to kind of show his other side, because that's obviously one of his tracks off the album 100% Rush, which you can find on Jamendo. And let me just find the name of that track, he says frantically. Yeah, that was called Drink My Drums, which which I found really funny. I mentioned the name of that weird Judo Master track before. I think it's something about me. If you name a track something really bizarre and weird, I'm more inclined to listen to it, because I think I wonder what that's about. I don't know. I find whenever I get a new album and I'm looking through to see what tracks are good on it, obviously if I'm just going to listen to the album, I'll probably listen to it start from finish, but when I'm looking for tracks for the show, it's always the ones with the funny names, or the bizarre names that kind of catch my imagination or catch my attention and end up getting in there. So that was DJ Rush, as I said, with Drink My Drums. So you may hear some more DJ Rush as time goes on from me. So before that, a bit of reggae as well. I'm kind of doing a bit of a tour of the styles tonight. We've had a bit of rock, bit of ukulele, I don't know what you would call that, ukulele two-step kind of almost music. A bit of electronic stuff. It's a bit of a mixture. So that was Keep Cool Vibration before that, with a track called Day After Day, which I also really like. So I mentioned a while ago, last show it was, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned an email competition that I was going to run, and I did say I might keep it going a while so people have more time to enter. I think I've only had about 3 entries at the moment, so I thought I'd let it run a bit longer. But basically the challenge is to kind of come up with something funny or that I kind of use as my catchphrase, something that I know when I listen back to these things, I realize that I tend to say the same things quite a lot, which I never, you don't realize that until you start actually recording your voice and hearing it back. You think you talk like a normal person, but then you realize that you're really just talking cliches. if you can think of something, I've had a few funny entries off some people, which I'll mention later, but somebody actually sent me an email suggesting the prize should be a Cagney CD. I played you some Cagney, which is my old band. I was a singer and bass player and sometime keyboard player in. Someone suggested I should give away a Cagney CD, and I couldn't think of a prize, so I think that's probably the best prize I can come up with. So I'll get you a copy of our EP, which is called Logic Bomb, which is 6 tracks on it. It's ska punk kind of stuff. I'll play you some more before I give it away. Obviously, I did play one track a few shows ago, and you never know, I'll even sign it or something. Not that that'll be worth anything, but I will. So there you go. That'll be interesting. In fact, it reminds me, I remember years ago when I was in the band, first time I was ever asked to sign an autograph, and it's not something that you ever practice in your life, or if you're a normal person, I've never practiced it. Obviously, I've signed checks and signed forms and stuff, but I never sat there working out what my, signature was going to be. And some guy at a gig asked me to sign his CD, and I didn't know what to put. I think I just put "Thanks very much, Dan," and that was it. Like, I just couldn't think of anything more interesting than that to put. So I feel a bit sorry for the guy. So you could even suggest what you want me to write on it. There you go. That's another tip for you. I'll put more details about that in the show notes. So moving on then, I mentioned there's been a bit of a tour of styles tonight, and there's going to be some more. There's a couple of weird left turns coming your way. I'm going to play something. I haven't played a lot of country music before on the show. I say this about every genre, but country, there's a lot of country music that I like, but there's a lot of country music that I can't stand either, the mass-produced modern stuff that seems to be around now, or a lot of it anyway. No soul in it, it's just churned out, get some bloke, shove a 10-gallon hat on him and, put him in some tight jeans and we'll sell millions of records. I kind of like the original people who could write songs and do stuff, proper artists. So I'm going to play you something by a woman called Julie Carpenter, and the song's called Even Jesus, and surprisingly it's not actually like that religious a song, it's just called Even Jesus, and it's a public domain thing as well. I found it on archive.org just by chance, and it's totally different to what I would normally play, but I like it, so I thought, you know, let's have a listen to it. A change of style. So, and after that, we'll have probably some hip hop or something like that, just to really mess with your heads. But check this one out. This is Julie Carpenter. No relation to the Carpenters, I don't think. The famous Carpenters. I'm pretty sure there's no relation. But I'm not sure. I'll look into that one. But this is Julie Carpenter with a track called Even Jesus. I hope you like it.
Even Jesus, even Jesus could not love a wretch like me. In the darkness outside calling, it is calling.
Wait a minute.
Just stopped. The song's just decided to stop. According to my machine, it's still playing. Oh well, apologies for that. Never mind. It kind of it had a good run anyway. That was that was a bit of another genre change, as I said. That was Kendo, the Almost Famous. If you didn't get that from the people shouting "Almost Famous" every 2 minutes, that was Kendo, the Almost Famous, and a track called Rockstar. And a few people enjoying that one in the chat room. Before that, we had a completely different, as I said, a completely different style in some kind of country, almost bluegrass kind of stuff with Julie Carpenter and a song called Even Jesus. And that last one there is off a label called Slam Jams, which I've mentioned a few times, it's Chuck D's internet record label, which has been running for a long time. I talked about it on previous shows. He's got some really good people on there, and Kendo the Almost Famous is one of the artists that he's got on there, and he's very cool. I quite like him. He's got some good songs. I played, I think on my very first track already, I played a track called Explode, I think it's called, and that was by Kendo the Almost Famous, the one with the kind of Chinese, I don't know, oriental kind of string instruments in it and stuff. So, yep, that was good stuff. And a few people hopefully emailing for that competition. More details in the show notes. I should have said, actually, beforehand, the email address, if you want to send emails about the competition thing, is show, S-H-O-W, at ratholeradio.org. Please send them there, and they'll find their way to me. And thanks to Aidan Nibali, who I didn't mention before, for suggesting that I should give away a Cagney CD. So thanks to Aidan for that. So next up, I'm going to play again something slightly different, but I'm going to try to work my way up to Professor Click's live set in like 20 minutes or so, or 10 minutes, something like that, 15 minutes. I'm going to play you some, this is a completely different style, but it's a bit more kind of upbeat, if you like. And it's a band that I've played before, a band called Sounds Like Chicken, which I played not last time, I think the time before, played one of their tracks. They're an Australian ska punk band. They're really cool. Their stuff's all on Jamendo, and I think they've actually split up now, which is quite sad, but they were going from 1999 to 2007, I believe, from what I've read about them, and they've did quite a few records, and most of their stuff is available on Jamendo, which is always good, so go head over there if you want to check them out. This is a track called Global Domination, which I really like. It's quite kind of loud and raucous, and it's cool. So I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back in a minute.
a testament to you.
Global domination.
Coming there from the street.
Global domination.
From the heart to the rebel elite.
Global domination.
Coming to you from the street.
Global domination.
A battle cry for the rebel elite.
Just a shade of memory. Every fear that will be coming up in the frenzy. Keep your finger on the trigger, start fixed on the prize. Staring at your target through bloodshot eyes. Scars are like medals that we wear with pride. Last in your mind as we stayed in the fight. Maybe someday we'll all be made new. These marks on our body will be testament to you.
Global domination.
Coming to you from the street.
Global domination.
From the heart to the rebel elite.
Global domination.
Coming to you from the street. A battle cry for the rebel elite.
I like to let the guitar feedback ring out a bit there at the end, give it its full play. That was Sounds Like Chicken, who I mentioned as I said before, played them before. I really like them, Aussie ska punk band. Nice kind of changes in volume and pace and all kinds of stuff going on in there. Stuff a lot of weird instrumentation as well. Lots of piano stuff and obviously the brass, which is cool. And really good. You can hear the musicianship in what they do, which I like. But they still still rock and they're quite raw as well. Still manage to maintain that raw sound. So I'm getting towards the end of my playlist, so I suppose that should be a warning for Professor Click. He's in the chat room now. You've got about like 10 minutes I think before you need to be ready, so that's your 10 minute call. That's what I should do, isn't it? I need one of those 10 minute call, one of those theatre things they do, like Professor Click, this is your 10 minute call. Yeah. So yeah, well, I'll have a look at what we've got on the vote then. I was just having a look at this, and it seems everyone, my friends, we've got a clear winner. Obviously, the most people not enjoying the strange named songs as much as I am, because A Judo Master Is Always Kicking My Ass by F. Dharma got virtually no votes. It was a landslide for Revolution Void with, to be honest, another fantastically named song, and their track, which is called Weekend Amnesia, which I love. I think I've had Weekend Amnesia a few times. I'm sure a few of you out there know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so it kind of, in some ways, I'm glad that won, because that leads in a lot better to Professor Click than you know, the folk Simon and Garfunkel type angle. You know, I like to keep mixing it up, but sometimes every now and again, it's good to kind of try and get music that fits together. So yeah, I'll play that now. This is the winner this week, which is Revolution Void with Weekend Amnesia, and it's cool. It's a bit of kind of funk, I would say, funk or jazz breakbeat stuff with some scratching going on in there, some DJing stuff going on. So have a listen to this. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back in a minute. Yeah. Yeah, another one with a bit of a moody finish. A few people enjoying that one in the chat room there. That was Revolution Void, the winner of this week's song vote. And I have to commend you all on your fantastic taste, because that is a great song. Although, to be honest, whichever one you'd have picked, I'd have liked, because I only gave you two options and I picked them both. So, yeah. So there's some slightly different, some very different genres in those options, though, as was pointed out this week. Someone was just saying this whole show has been a bit of a curveball. I was just saying that, like, in my head, these songs kind of all link together, which is quite scary. It gives you some idea of what goes on inside my head. But yeah, it's been kind of more eclectic than usual this week, but you know, I like to kind of mix things up at times. So that's pretty much, I'm almost up to my last song. I mean, this is pretty much the last tune, and then we should get into the live set by Professor Click. As I said, if you're listening to the podcast and you're wondering what's going on, unfortunately I don't think we'll have the whole live set on the podcast, so this is yet another reason why you should get off your asses and come and listen to the live show at 9 o'clock on Sunday nights on ratholeradio.org/live, where you could hear it. So maybe there'll be a recording of the live set, though. I'll look into that later. I should read out some thank yous, actually, because I got quite a few emails in the last couple of weeks, so I just wanted to kind of say hello and thanks to everyone. So I got emails from Aidan Nibali, who I mentioned before, Kevin V, my good friend in Jersey, Adrian, who didn't leave a surname. So whoever you are, Adrian, thanks for that. Sack, I'm going to apologise for butchering this name. Saksay Dalam, I think it is, alias Don S, who actually on the last show was telling me that he plays the keyboards, or he plays the piano in a jazz band, and I did that kind of instant, you know, shout for his gig. So I've got some of his stuff to listen to, so I'm going to have to get onto that and listen to it and share it with you in a future week. Philip Perrin, Eddie the Mighty, Benedict, who wrote to say that he liked the turn tableism stuff. Graham Walters, who also sent some nice emails. So if you want to send me an email about anything, if you want to, you know, enter that competition from before, you want to, I don't know, send me random abuse, whatever you like, you can send it to show, S-H-O-W, at ratholeradio.org. And you can also follow the microblogs if you're up on all that. We've got Identica accounts and Twitter accounts if you're on Twitter, and the name is Rat Hole Radio. So go to, you know, twitter.com/ratholeradio or Identica, same thing, Rat Hole Radio, and you'll find stuff in there. And there's also a channel on Identica as well, so you can. You can join that if you like. You're all very welcome, of course. So I should probably sign off then. Thanks to everyone for listening this week. Hopefully the big switch I'm going to flick, which will send the stream over to Chicago, will work, and you won't all get booted off. But just in case you do, then reconnect. You'll have to reconnect, I'm afraid. Fingers crossed it's not going to happen. I should, in theory, be able to push all the listeners from this stream to the other one. So we'll see how that goes. And I hope you enjoyed the gig. I'm going to be sitting back, chilling, listening to it myself, of course. So have a good couple of weeks, everyone. If you want to send me any music that you've got, if you play in a band, or if your mate plays in a band, or, you know, whatever, or just something that you like, then you don't have to know the band or be a member of the band. You can just be something that you like, that you'd like me to investigate. Then, obviously, as I said, send your emails to show@ratholeradio.com, or you can send them to .com, that works as well, but .org, ratholeradio.org, and I'll have a look into them. So have a good couple of weeks, and I'm going to sign off with a track called Grommet by a band called Wire Moves, who I have played before. A few artists this week seem to have been making comebacks, people I've played before, but different tracks by them. And this is a band that I played two or three shows ago. I forget now. I haven't even done that many shows, and I already can't remember. But they're like a kind of indie rock band that I really like. And I mean, their whole EP is good. It's on Jimendo. You'll find links at ratholeradio.org, of course. But their whole EP is on Jimendo, and it's all really good. But the reason I wanted to play this one is just because of the name, Grommet. It makes me think of Wallace and Gromit. So, you know, cracking toast Grommet and all that stuff. It's also a fantastic tune. So I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you enjoy the Professor Click gig after this. So I'll see you soon. Take care of yourselves, and be good. See you, everyone. We'll be right back.
everything is gone.
Hey, this is a quick note for all the people listening to the podcast, all you pod people out there. The live Professor Click show, which was on our live radio stream after this that I keep referring to during the show, it was recorded and can be downloaded, and the links are in the show notes if you want to check that out. I highly recommend it. It was a great show. So if you head to ratholeradio.org, have a look in the notes for this show. There's a link in there and all details on how to get the Professor Click show and listen to it if you want to do that. But please consider coming along and checking out the live show Sunday nights, every fortnight. It's 9 p.m. Full details can be found at ratholeradio.org/live. See you next time.